And I think it was Hugh Padgham. We went and we actually went into.
He was a big producer at the time.
Yeah, police producer.
Yeah, we went into the police's recording studio session,
police station,
with their gear actually sitting around the room. Yeah, you know, there's Sting's bass and there was Stewart's drum kit, and I was like, wow, to me, because you know we weren't at that level, at, you know, at that point, and I thought that was really exciting.
Mm. Yeah,
You know, and because we are fans of people as much as we have our own fans as a group.
Yeah,
and Matt, some people may not realize it works like that. You know.
Yeah.
You know, Michael was fans of other artists. He loved, for example, the Bee Gees is one of his favorite bands.
Okay.
And he, you know, I mean, anyone else remember something like
that? Motown was a big influence.
And Nick Cave, I think, was, you know.
Absolutely.
Michael loved that sort of kind of, you know, not commercial. In fact, all the music we listened to growing up and as a band, none of it was pop. It was all kind of, a lot of the stuff we listened to when we were, you know, formulating our style as a band was real muso stuff, like Weather Report and Steely Dan.
Talking Heads.
It's amazing how it all comes full circle because, I mean, you know, we're all into Queen because obviously they're an amazing band, and then it turns out that we're doing gigs with Queen, and there's Freddie Mercury, and there's Michael and Freddie Mercury, and everyone hanging out there.
We became mates.
You know, the Beatles, but there's all a full circle. I ended up hanging out and playing on stage with Ringo Starr. I mean, that's like incredible.
Because he was a big influence on you as a drummer.
Huge influence. For me, that was like meeting the Dalai Lama of drums.
I can die now.
And, you know, I think Ringo was very lucky to be on stage with you.
He said that.
He said, look, you can play my drums, and everyone in the band went, oh, my God. No one plays his drums. Yeah. I just got a 3-second sort of warning. You're on stage. You're playing a Beatles song. Go. you know, and luckily I knew every song off by heart. But the point is that with Michael, you know, he would be like meeting his heroes like Andy Warhol at In Excess parties and stuff like that.
Yeah, so, that was weird.
Yeah, you know, so Michael just was really just, you know, really the guy next door. He was our brother and friend, but he was also secret rock star.